the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to the Lord. So it's a another exciting moment that we have on this special KGM TV. And wherever you are around this hour, we'll be bringing you what is to come in this unit number 9, Fountain Road. We have a special program that is coming on this from Friday, although the 40-day fast is still going on. Today is day number 7. Tomorrow we'll be going to day number 8. And the fasting is very important for change. It is to deal with hard burdens and hard situations. So every one of us is also invited to be part of the If you need the prayer for the fasting, you have to call in. The number will be coming on your screen later, and it will help you to know how to contact the apostle and the church for the fasting program that you can also reach into the fast. But for this night, we want to explain the reason why every day the prayer cannot be the same. Our prayer life cannot be the same, and our prayer wedding must not be the same. There are specific reasons, specific noted reasons that we must all know and have and understand that on if we find ourselves in any of these situations, then it requires that we have to understand the use of the necessity of dangerous prayer. The prayer must be dangerous because the situation demands life. Prayer must be dangerous because the situation is killing. Prayer must be dangerous because the situation wants to overcome man. It is important for us to notice this thing, and then also those who don't want to be overcome by the enemy, then you yourself, you devise the means by which you'll be able to stand against the devices, the wiles of the devil. As it is written already, that we should be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. If we are not able to do it this way, then although we'll be claiming Jesus Christ, but we will also allow the enemy to have a field day in our life. This is what the kingdom of God is about, that the enemy will not have the access to reign in our lives, but rather the Spirit of God will agree with the level of our prayer. This is why the Bible said, you shall decree a thing. So if you don't want it to go wrong, you don't want it to be negative, you don't want it to be against you, then you shall decree a thing, and then the Lord shall bring it to pass, and then the light of the Lord, that is the intended purpose and the intended breakthrough and the intended healing, the intended deliverance of God, the intended peace of God that Jesus said, I give you my peace, the intended will of God for your purpose on this earth, it will begin to manifest. So you shall decree a thing, and then you shall decree a thing, then God will bring it to pass. Decreeing a thing is in a form of different, diverse kind of prayer. Why must we need? Why is it essential that we must have the power of this dangerous prayer? This is because it's not everyone who is at the place of peace, place of tranquility, place of calmness. It's not everyone that is at a restful place. Some people may find themselves in different avenues and different angles of life. Some are in their wilderness journey. Some are in their loneliness journey. Some are in their barrenness journey. Some also they are in a massive severe attack journey. Some they are in their jobless journey. Some they are in their wasted journey. There are a lot of different. Some are in a very oppressive journey. Some also, they are in a journey that every day harassment through the night, it has become their friend. When night comes, they begin to be afraid. We've seen this thing many times. Some are in the journey of sexual harassment by invincible partners. All these things are possible. Now, this is the reason it becomes necessary for everyone who knows that this is where you start to understand that coming out of this situation will require the need for what? Dangerous prayer. Now, this dangerous prayer, it is what the enemy is afraid of, and it is what the church also is afraid to pray. So we in the kingdom of God, we every day say the prayer that escaped the church, because most people think when you are dealing with Satan, you are dealing with political correctness or a fine gentleman or a fine opponent who want to hear fine language, who want to see how sober you are, how reflective you are, how considerate you are. No, Satan has no regard for any man. In fact, he can arrest the child in the womb and let the child come paralyzed. He can arrest the child in the womb and let the child come with deformity in the mind. He can arrest the child in the womb and let the child come with blindness. He can arrest a big man. If you are following the news, you know what is happening in the United States about this Weinstein, very, very noble man. In arts and comedy is the top. But Satan has put his property in him. Any woman you see want to grab the woman by force. Now it has destroyed all his career. It is not God who is instigating the man. It is the property of Satan, the Moabite spirit, that has arrested his spirit, his soul, and is using it. Somebody has given them drugs and they work hard and use the money to kill themselves. Somebody has given them unbelief. They work very hard. Money has come to them. They don't believe anything. One is a brother who made the iPhone for us, Steve Jobs, say I'm atheist. When he was dying, he was talking about, he didn't talk about God. He was talking about art, fine art, follow life, that is good. So Satan has a way to keep people. Now, how do we identify that in the word of God? In the book of Revelation chapter number 2, and I want you to understand, this coming Friday, we are beginning a seminar called the Dangerous Prayer Seminar. Why is it important? Who need it? When do you need it? Has it been used in the Bible? Has it brought result? So systematically, step by step, as we continue in this 40-day fast, I'm going to be bringing this thing up to explain to all of us sometime in the morning, sometime in the evening, because this studio is a new studio and our technicians are not always available. But by the grace of God, whenever they are available, we will bring you what you must hear. So go with me now. If you are on your bed, if you are in your home, then God has blessed you to see and have the apostle today. All those who are on the Facebook, those on the TV, also those on the KGM radio across the globe, you are welcome to this special episode. It is dealing with the 40-day fast and the necessity of the dangerous prayer. Hallelujah. Now, what we need to understand is not everybody who is at a place where he finds peace, he finds comfort, but everybody is on the earth. So we want to identify that in the book of Revelation chapter number 2. Now, speaking on the subject of dangerous prayer, in Revelation chapter number 2, you will see distinctions between churches. Now, the angel wrote to 7 churches, but every church has a distinct nature. So just like every family has a very peculiar, distinct nature, the family is set in a particular pattern, in a particular way. I remember when one time they interviewed Jerry Rawlings of Ghana concerning an issue, killings and so on. He said, if they give the Bible to swear, he does not believe that one. Or let them go to his hometown in the Volta region, there's a shrine there. That shrine, if you go there, you have to speak truth, otherwise you will die. So it is a seat of what? Satan. Satan's seat is in that place. And everyone in that locality knows that Satan's seat is there, and they are already captured by Satan's seat. You follow what I mean? So there are areas you find these things, all these places called palaces, special shrines, special locations. Men go and do sacrifice. Men go and perform libations. These are areas notified as Satan's seat. Is it in the Bible like that? Is it factual? Has it been identified? Come with me gently now to the book of Revelation chapter number 2. Now, in the Revelation chapter number 2, we bless you, Holy Spirit, for strength, for understanding. And I pray that it will strengthen somebody's wisdom. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible talks, Revelation 2 verse 12. Revelation 2 verse 12. So the Bible is the evidence we have. So we cannot use our mind to say things. We have to always see the factual evidence that has been made available, so that when we say things, then we know that we are speaking from the point of what? Fact, not from our mind, not from fiction, not from myth, but from the fact that is given through the spoken man. The Spirit moved them to speak by revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, like I'm saying, in the Revelation chapter 2, in the verse number 12, the angel of the church in Pergamos. Now, if you study the Revelation churches to letters to the churches, there are a distinct nature of difference in every church that the angel spoke about, that John saw in the Revelation. However, in the Pergamos one, there are certain characteristics that are descriptive of the land, of the location, of the environment. For instance, like in Mark chapter number 5, when Jesus confronted the man, the tomb of Gadara, the demon said, "Don't take us out of this area, because out of this area we are responsible." So certain particular places, certain kind of trait, character, behavior, conduct, hardship, misunderstanding, crisis, confusion are very peculiar to a certain kind of region and to a certain kind of family and to a certain kind of tribe and to a certain kind of setup. You will always find certain things. Corruption, policemen corrupt. Everybody knows Africa policeman is corrupt. That is their nature. That is how they started. That is how they will die. So in the region, the regional satanic stronghold. Now, the Bible has the reference in the book of Revelation 2. It says that, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos." So let's say the church in Pergamum, the church in Croydon, the church in Shomolu, the church in Walthamstow, or the church in Washington, D.C., the church in Texas, a church in China, a church in Philippines, a church in South Africa, a church in Mushi. So you see how it talks about the location, it talks about the region, it talks about a particular distinct area. Now, this thing can also be related by, it can be related to a particular family. It can be now be stretching to a particular individual. It can now stretch to a particular kind of business. It can now stretch to a particular child. Pergamos is a name of a place. So is a name of another place. Pergamos is a name given by man. So it's a name of someone, some woman, some man, something. But this is what it becomes interesting. It says, to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things saith he which had a sharp sword with two edges." So the Pergamos angel operates with sharp sword and two edges. Why? Then he goes further and said, I know thy works. Jesus is telling the revealing to John now. I know thy works and where thou dwellest. So this night, where the spirit husband is coming to you, God said, I know it. Where they are coming to give you food, God said, I know it. Where they are coming to give you injection, God said, I know it. Where they are coming to take something out of your hand, God said, I know it. Where the enemy is coming as soldiers to fight you in the night, as dogs, as snakes, God said, I do what? I know it. This is the point. So he said to the angel at the church in Pergamos. So it is a particular place, a location that is common to certain things. Everybody in the house, if you look into their blood, diabetes will kill them. If you look into their blood, cancer will kill them. If you look into their blood, certain trait is become very common. Loneliness, singleness, unstable marital life, unstable families is common in certain regions. There are certain places, the moment you mention their name, they say, nah, we don't marry in that side. They say, their behavior is like this. So this is why he's saying, for Pergamos, the angel there had a sharp sword. And then in the verse 13, he come now to explain for what reason that angel is different, for what reason that family is different, for what reason Peckham is different from Kensington, for what reason Brixton is different from Chelsea, for what reason Ghana is different from England, for what reason England is different from Nigeria. He want to explain so that you can know and understand that not everywhere is the same the way the million church folks are thinking. No. Where you are, where God pick you from, where the church is located, the environment, the area, plays a very unique role. And it is important to understand it. Where you pick your husband from is important. Does he come from the polygamous house? It is important. Does he come from broken home? It is important. Is it come from home where men are jobless, depending on women? It is important. Does it come from a house where they beat women rampantly? It is important. Because this becomes what drives, what controls. It is the environmental understanding they have sustained through their group. Hallelujah. Oh, God is awesome. And that day, the Lord told the angel that this very particular place called Pergamos. And if you look at it in the contemporary sense, you will see certain things familiar in certain areas. Some area, woman and marriage is disaster. Family living together is disaster. This time we see that the trend is shifting. Where family orientation was popular, now we see the disintegration of families and the principle and the values of marriage becoming useless now. You say, no, it's better to man marry man, woman marry man. Now they say you can choose what you, if you are, you came from your mother's womb as a man, you can choose to be a woman. System are in place already. Romans 1 has been fulfilled. God said the inventors of evil. Now, this is how I get best. He said in the verse 13, Revelation 2:13, I know thy works. God admitted, even in the place called Pergamos, God admitted that they are doing some work for God there. And where thou dwellest, God said, I see the work you are doing, and I see where you live. I see where you dwell. I see where you sleep. Oh, glory be to the Lord that God knows where you are this night. And if you are a faithful servant of God, if you are believing him, what must come through this night, I have prayed and I keep praying that it will not come near you. The hand of the Almighty will rise and slay the power of the enemy. destroy the work of wickedness, oppose the power that is enrooted to your house, the same way Saul was overthrown on his way, in the name of Jesus Christ. But this is the word. The word said, this very particular location, it is a location that Jesus Christ in heaven, God in heaven, angels of God, they admit and they accept that in Pergamos, it is a place where the seat of Satan is. And at this word, when I think about it, I say, as we are walking, as we are born, as we travel past places, or we live in places, or we work in places, or we choose partners from places, we choose work from places that had the seat of Satan. My God. He said, and where thou dwellest, the dwellest is a present continuous, okay, it's the old English. Even where Satan's seat is, he's talking about the church, is the charismatic, understand it opposite. He's talking about his church. And he said, this, my church, is located in a place where Satan has his seat. You hear in Kaduna, they kill Christian. You hear in North Nigeria, they kill Christian. You hear in Pakistan, they kill Christian. You hear in China, they imprison Christian. You hear in North Korea, the church is in a place where Satan has his seat. You hear in England, they close in some areas, they close the church down. Somebody there doesn't like the church. Praise the Lord. Oh, Satan's seat will catch fire. This Friday, if you haven't prayed before, if you don't love God at all, but you love life, if you know that this is the way the thing has been, there is one particular thing, kill father, kill great-grandfather, kill great-great-grand, and you see it in your life, you will jump up quickly. 11 o'clock, you are in unit number 9. We are going to wait the dangerous battle prayer to root the seat of Satan out. His seat must be rooted out. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, I know that where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Hallelujah. The reason for the need for the fast and the reason for that dangerous prayer is that everyone, you know where you dwell. Now, if you know that where you dwell is where trouble comes, if you know that where you dwell, everything, somebody will take 1 week, it will take you 10 years, then understand that you dwell where Satan dwells. And if you dwell where Satan dwells, you can't pray like the other people. You can't think like the other people. You can't act like the other people. Because even the angel who controlled the church in that area, the Bible said he had the sharp sword with two edges. And then Jesus said, because you stay where Satan dwells, you have to hold fast to my name. It is different from a casual Christian. This is why our place, for instance, in Africa, they hold casual the name of Jesus. Things don't change because it is the seat of Satan is there. Every location, every barrow, every town, every village, Satan is firmly established. Through their kings, their queens, and their chief, they have established a strong seat for Satan. They worship the river, they worship the tree, they worship the stone, they worship the mountain. So, it has brought Satan's seat firmly into the land. In the West, it is modernized, it is occultism, Freemason, Illuminati, all form of doubling with spirit, deep wicked spirit. Paul said spiritual wickedness in higher places. These are the new forms of worship. It is not news that since they began their journey in the land of Egypt, Moses served the river Nile. In the land of Egypt, Moses served the snake. He could throw stick down and the stick would turn to snake. What do you think is that land? It is where Satan's seat is. And if you find yourself in this area, then your prayer too must be different. Your lifestyle must be what? Different. Otherwise, who is Satan? Is the dragon. Who is the dragon? Is the spirit of infirmity. Who is the spirit of infirmity? Is the principality. Who is the principality? Is the spiritual wickedness in higher places. Who is the spiritual wickedness in higher places? He is the waster. Who is the waster? Is the jealous one. Who is the jealous one? Is the envious one. Who is the envious one? Is the familiar spirit in Endor. Who is that familiar spirit? Is the one that can be a diviner inside your little child. Spirit possessing man. Praise the Lord. So he said, I know you dwell where Satan dwells, the seat of Satan, and thou holdest fast my name. Because Satan, something wants to come this night to molest your body, pump some demonic sperm into your womb. When your husband sleep with you after, then fight begins. Where is it coming from? Satan dwells in your bed. Satan dwells in knows your house. Satan. He says Satan. Satan seat. Satan seat. If Satan seat is where you are, two things are needed. Number one, hold fast the name of Jesus. Number two, never deny the faith. And don't compare yourself to what the church calls. But they are they that are of the synagogue of Satan. It is a big church, but controlled by Satan. He said, don't be part of that. If you dwell where there's drugs, prostitution, gang life, enchanting, false religious power, gambling, in the locality, every second block, there is something going on there which doesn't bring God, then you have to hold fast to the name of Jesus. You have to identify yourself strongly. And by doing that, your prayer must be different. The prayer that will root out that seed Satan has established. Otherwise, the forces of that seed, it will overcome you. So, he said, I know where you dwell. I know where you are. I know that where you are is the place where Satan dwells. What example can we derive from this? When we were growing up, we used to see our grandmothers, when they cook their night food, they will put some of the food in the kitchen, and then they will leave it, and then go and sleep. Who would they put that food for? They put it for the what? The spirit of Satan that has lived in the house for ages. And therefore, the Bible said, I know where you dwell. Did God pick you from where Satan dwell? Then you are coming to join me this Friday. We are beginning in where the Friday. Today is the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. I think we'll be in the 11th day of the fast. You are going deeper to be able to speak against that seed. Send fire against that seed. Send the Holy Ghost fire against the seed. If he has established his seat in your life, in your going out, if he has established it and said, I have married you by force. I have sat upon you by force. I have blocked the way by force. I have brought myself by force into your life. Then we have to send dangerous fire. We have to call for that day. Moses said, if God does not rise up to do something different, then I'm not with God. God said, yes, it's true. You have reached the place where Satan dwelt. Satan used men to oppose him. That day, he stopped Joshua on the way. He stopped Joshua on the way, using one man, stopping 4 million folks. And that he gave Joshua heavy assignment, tribe by tribe, family by family, group by group. Where Satan dwells, there is always hardship, difficulty, confusion, misunderstanding, wastage, delay, confusion. That day, Joshua said, Achan, why have you troubled us? They never allow Achan to go free. On the Mount Carmel, Elijah said, these men, they belong to Satan. If your God is truly alive, but how many? 850, Elijah was alone. So we have to know where we dwell. We have to know where we belong. If you dwell where Satan dwells, your location, this England, this London, it is divided into many things, segmentations, and every group came with their idol, their God, their spirit. So your location will determine the level of your prayer, your level of your commitment. But if you know that you are in the region where you see strange things are paramount, where you see strange idols are paramount, where you see that strange religious forces dominate the region, then you must hold fast to the name of Jesus and keep the faith. Keep the faith means speak like a warrior. Keep the faith means oppose the opponent. Keep the faith means throw out the seat of Satan in the area. Otherwise, it will harm you. It will come against you. It will create things that you may. In the night, they can bring their dogs. They can bring their snakes. They come in the form of opposition. I've seen it many times. The dangerous prayer is what Satan is afraid of. That day, Moses called God on another level. Moses did a lot of miracles in Egypt too, but he never called God on this level. But that day, in the book of Numbers, Moses said, if I'm called by God, then this stubbornness must cease. That day, it ceased immediately. Dangerous prayer. That day, Paul said, you, these alarmers, you will not stop perverting the right way of the Lord. If I am called by God, then you will not see again. That day, alarmers didn't see again. That day, Elijah said, if I am called by God, then this prophet here, your God fire will not come today. Because I stand here, your God fire will not come. The fire didn't come. But when Elijah said, oh Lord, my God, send down fire. Send down victory, send down breakthrough. Fire came down. Dangerous prayer. If we don't understand, the enemy is not coming. I will read the final text, then I'll be done. The enemy is not coming. God, through Jesus Christ, through the revelation to John the Apostle, he said, and to the angel of the church, Revelation 2, in Pergamos. Maybe Kijitia is your place, we don't know. Maybe Aswansi is your place, we don't know. Maybe Menchia is your place, we don't know. Ashton is your place, we don't know. Maybe Peckham is your place, we don't know. Maybe Hobbanhop is your place, we don't know. Maybe the Toronto area, the city town hall is your place, we don't know. But maybe Mushi is your place, we don't know. Maybe you are in Zimbabwe, Dindindi full time, we don't know. What we know is what they didn't know. They were in the place, they didn't know that it is a seat of Satan. This is why the church is in struggle. The church is fighting. The church is being opposed. Why? It is a seat where Satan. This is where marriage has become difficult in the family. Why? The seat of Satan against the marriage. This is why finances, resources, business become difficult. The seat of what? Satan. He said, I know where you dwell. What's the meaning of dwell? Dwell means living. Dwell means have life. Dwell means that is your permanent abode. Dwell means abode. Dwell means housing facility. Everything is there. People live there. People live where Satan dwells. And if you are a child of God, you find yourself in a place where Satan dwells. The opportunity you have is that you must rise up in deep prayer. You live in the midst of atheists. They change their mind against God. You have to be different. You live in the midst of folks. Today they are in Presby. Tomorrow they are in the palace. Today they are in Anglican. Tomorrow they are in the palace. You are in the midst of dangerous folks. You have to be different in your prayer life, in your lifestyle. You live in the midst of people. They bundle drugs. They push it to others. They make big money. They buy big car, build big houses. You are living in the midst of the seat of Satan. You have to be different. You live in the midst where one man can take gun and kill everybody and become president. You are in a trouble zone. You have to be different. God said, the angel in the church of Pergamos, I write, I know thy works and where thou dwellest. Even where Satan's seat, I think Satan's seat where people dwell. Then I look at the word in Mark chapter 5. I look at the word Judges chapter 6. I look at the word Exodus chapter 7. I look at the word First Chronicles, Book of Kings. I look at the word First Samuel 28. The King Saul hid himself and went to consult the woman. He said, look for where Satan dwells in this land, that we can go and get information. They went secretly underground in the night. And I look at the word in Ezekiel chapter 8. God told Ezekiel, look. The place you think is a church of God, it is a place where Satan dwells. Go and look at the people in the night, each one burning their incense to the God of heaven. The spirit, Astro, Baal, Moloch, he said they sacrifice their children, Moloch. Where Satan dwell, people will die before their time. Where Satan dwell, incurable disease will show up. Where Satan dwell, Gideon struggling with his whole life because of where Satan dwell. It is finally, he heard the message I'm telling you this night. God came down in the form of angel like he appeared to John and told Gideon that the reason why the farm work doesn't work, the reason why the business doesn't work, the reason why the finances is in crisis, the reason why that your only child every time is in trouble is that he dwells where Satan dwells. Who is described as the killer? Satan. Who is described as the deceiver? Satan. Who is described as the destroyer? Satan. Who is described as the thief? Satan. How do you want to joke with something that God in the Revelation 12 verse 7 has to fight him seriously and throw him out? Why do you want to dispute? How do you want to make friends? Haven't you heard? Are you not aware? Deuteronomy 18:10. God said, anything that has Satan's name, don't allow it to live around you. He told them, don't marry it. Don't make association. Don't make covenant to them. What happened to our family? Everybody made covenant to Satan. Oh, it's our tradition. That is how we met it. It's a lie. Satan's seat is in the house. Who is to throw it away? Nobody. This is why, up till this hour, what you need is to understand the usefulness, and the power of dangerous prayer. If you don't pray dangerously and you commit yourself with this ice cream prayer, folks, dancing 10 hours, praying 5 minutes, they don't know what they are talking, they don't understand what they are talking. Paul said, I'd rather speak one word my mind know where my word is going. Praise the Lord. If you live where Satan is, you need dangerous prayer. Call the apostle, we will send you the prayer for the fasting 40 days. It's for free. It's a 6-page and a 16-page. All together, 21-page. We will send them to you. 22-page, we will send them to you for free. So that if you dwell where Satan dwells, then you will know the steps, the measure, the way you have to act, the way you have to behave. So if the night has come, me, I want to go to my prayer, because I know where I'm located in Seven Sisters is the center where Satan dwells. Drugs are here, prostitutes are here, gambling are here, alcohol is here, in the individual homes, what they are calling in their home in the night, I don't know. So me, I don't sleep. Because when they call, me too, I have to call my God. That is what is in the Bible. He said, because you dwell where Satan's seat is, you hold fast to my name and has not denied my faith. Faith is a substance. You use the substance to connect to heaven and call on behalf of the Lord. The night has come again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. I want to pray for your house. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever is moving this night to where Satan dwells, agents of Satan, agents of disease, agents of hardship, agents of confusion, powers becoming wives, powers becoming husbands, strange children sucking the breasts of women at night, pumping cancer into bodies, strange viruses running through the night, hospitals across the road everywhere, stabbing spirit on the street, gunfire on the street, wasting life, connecting them to gambling men in the daytime. I send the spirit and the fire of God that this night, wherever Satan dwells in your house, in your bed, inside your body, around your house, in your locality, wherever you may be, as you hear my voice, fire consume them in the name of Jesus. Fire root them out. Fire root out. Fire root out. Fire root out. Fire root out. Every seed, whether it's close to your bed, around your bed, on the way coming, fire root it out. 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 Whatever Satan has chosen, that this night I will use it to harass you, by every power of Jesus Christ, by every power in Jesus Christ, fire swallow them this night. Swallow them this night. Overcome them this night. Swallow them this night. Swallow them this night. As you go to your bed, may the fire surround your house. Fire surround your bed. Fire surround your house. Fire surround your bed. Fire surround your children. Fire surround your children. Fire surround your health. Fire surround your mind. Fire surround your soul, your spirit and body, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the spirit of God. I cover your house with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your house with the blood of Jesus. I cover your sleep with the blood of Jesus. I say, I cover your sleep with the blood of Jesus. This night I decree every weapon of Satan, they will kill who carry the weapon. Every weapon of Satan, kill their owners in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every weapon of Satan, destroy the owner in the name of Jesus Christ. I mark you with the blood, mark your house with the blood, mark your door with the blood. What made Saul to fall and didn't see again? If anything tempt to move against you as you hear me, they fall everlasting fall, never to see you again. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Let your angels begin to move. The ministering spirit move through the night. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to see you this Friday. The seminar will begin this Friday. Extensive exposition about the need, the necessity of dangerous prayer. God bless you all. You will sleep. You will wake up. The anointing is full here. Feel it so much. You will bless the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.